This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Leaders of major political parties continue internal and informal dialogues to remove obstruction in the parliament. Home Minister Rabi Lamisane blames main opposition Nepali Congress for stalling House proceedings without giving him a chance to speak in parliament. And Israel orders more evacuations as Rafah fighting intensifies. Now, the news in detail. Leaders of the major political parties have continued internal and informal dialogues to clear obstruction on federal parliament meetings. On the very first day of the budget session of federal parliament on Friday, the major opposition Nepali Congress stalled the parliament, posing a demand for a parliamentary probe commission on embezzlement in cooperatives. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda is learned to have talked to leaders including CPN-UML on how consensus could be built for the smooth running of the parliament. Similarly, the Nepali Congress held a meeting of the office bearers yesterday. CPN Maoist Centre Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey informed that no agreement was made so far on clearing the parliamentary obstruction, but the government was devoted to finding out solution at any cost. Similarly, CPN-UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartaula also hoped that the talks among the top leaders would pave the way for progress. Both the meetings of the upper and lower houses are slated for the 14th of May. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Rabi Lamisane has blamed the main opposition Nepali Congress for stalling the parliament without giving him a chance to speak in the House. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, Home Minister Lamisane said a parliamentary committee could be formed to probe into the alleged issues of cooperatives, but demanded that he should get a chance to speak in the parliament. Home Minister Lamisane also challenged his opponents to prove the accusations labelled against him. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister Lamisane said efforts were ongoing to hold GB Rai, the main accused in the cooperative scam. The Rato Machindranath Jatra began yesterday with the pulling of the chariot of the Rato Machindranath, revered as the god of rain and good times. The chariot built at Pulchog will be taken to Gabahal, along with the playing of musical instruments. Following the completion of the chariot's construction, the deity Machindranath's statue was installed on it. The chariot of Rato Machindranath is now being taken from Pulchog to Gabahal. After passing through all the tolls of Patan, the chariot is brought to Jaulakhel, where the exhibition of the famous Bhoto Jatra takes place. The expedition to Mount Everest for this spring season begins as rope fixing is completed. According to the Department of Tourism, as many as 414 individuals of 41 expedition teams have taken permits for the expedition to Mount Everest for this spring season. Chief of Field Office of the Department of Tourism, Khimlal Gautam, said an expedition to Mount Everest has opened for Nepali nationals and foreigners for this year. He added that 10 Sherpa members working on rope fixing for the expedition teams ascended the mountain on Friday. CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has admitted that political instability has taken a toll on development in the country. At a national seminar organized by the CPN-UML Central Department of Physical Infrastructures and Transportation in Kathmandu yesterday, Chair Oli viewed that infrastructure should be optimized to develop entrepreneurship and create employment opportunities. He emphasized the establishment of agriculture-based small and medium-scale enterprises. 90% of construction activities under the East-West Electric Railway have been completed in Sarlahi district. The East-West Electric Railway is a national pride project. Information officer of the project, engineer Bhuvaneswar Yadav, shared that 90% of construction under the project was over in Sarlahi section in 6 years of contract. The 30-kilometer track opening from Banke stream in the east to Bagmati river in the west under the section is, however, underway. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Sresta has said self-awakening is essential along with adherence to law and administrative mechanisms to maintain good governance. Inaugurating a day-long meditation program jointly organized by the Foreign Ministry and Jeevan Vigyan at the Department of Passport yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Sresta viewed enhanced awareness among citizens as equally imperative for building a civilized society. Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Ramkrishna Subedi, said Sanchar Gram, a media hub, should broadcast news and programs to win the public's heart. Furthermore, Communication Secretary Subedi said Tarini Prasad Koirala Memorial Sanchar Gram is a historical heritage. Addressing a discussion program with the employees of the Biratnagar-based Tarini Prasad Koirala Memorial Sanchar Gram yesterday, Communication Secretary Subedi said it is a matter of honor to work with the organization carrying the history of Nepal. Similarly, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, expressed his happiness over the successful broadcasting of the media hub to win the hearts of the listeners. Executive Director Kesi said the timing of the FM broadcasting will be increased to enhance the effectiveness of the Mahanagar app, which is being run under the Sanchar Gram. Executive Director Kesi added that Sanchar Gram will soon broadcast programs in Tharu and Rajbangshi language. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Ministry of Interior Affairs in Afghanistan has said at least 153 people have been killed in flash floods in the northern part of the country triggered by torrential rains. The United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, said that floods have killed more than 300 people in the worst-hit province of Baghlan, where more than 1,000 homes have been destroyed. Heavy rains on Friday led to flooding in several areas of the country, with fears of the death toll rising. The country has been hit by unusually heavy rainfall over the past few weeks, with floods killing scores of people since mid-April. Flash flooding happens when rain falls so heavily that normal drainages cannot cope. Experts say a relatively dry winter has made it more difficult for the soil to absorb rainfall, and Afghanistan is among the globe's most at-risk nations from effects of climate change. Israel has told tens of thousands of more Palestinians to leave Rafah as it intensified military operations in southern Gaza. Parts of Rafah, where the streets were packed with locals and displaced people just days ago, now look like a ghost town. Israel has said it will proceed with planned operations in Rafah despite the US and other allies warning that a ground offensive could lead to more civilian casualties and a humanitarian crisis. Israel's plan to extend its ground offensive to the southern tip of the Gaza Strip, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have sought refuge from fighting elsewhere in the territory, has sparked international concern. Aid agencies have warned that the continuing Israeli military operation in southern Gaza means Palestinians will be left without any places of safety. Israel launched a military campaign in Gaza to destroy Hamas in response to the group's attack on southern Israel on 7th October, according to Israeli authorities, during which about 1,200 people were killed and 252 others were taken hostages. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, more than 24,900 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly wind, local wind and low pressure systems formed in and around Bihar, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 18.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Leaders of major political parties continue internal and informal dialogues to remove obstruction in the parliament. Home Minister Ravi Lamisane blames main opposition Nepali Congress for stalling House proceedings without giving him a chance to speak in parliament. And Israel orders more evacuations as Rafah fighting intensifies. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.